He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday March Madness Begins. It is the March Madness edition of the Best Stocks Now show. And not only do we have March Madness in college basketball, we have it in the market with the Dow up and hitting a new all-time high. The Dow is up 250 to 39,763. Will it get to 40,000? Japan did recently. The Nikkei, the S&P 500 is up 28. That's a new all-time high, 52. That's your lottery numbers for the day. It is up 0.5%, new all-time high. NASDAQ, new all-time high. The NASDAQ's up 111 to 16,480 as Jerome Powell gave the market what it wanted to hear yesterday. Russell 2000, small caps up 1.1% to 2,097. Not a new all-time high, however. Crude oil down 22 cents, 81.05. No new high there. Gold is hitting a new all-time high, however. Gold likes rate cuts, don't forget. Gold is up $35 to 2,196. Silver's down 15 cents, or no, up 15 cents to 25.25. The 10-year is quiet. It's been quiet since the move by the Fed, or no move by the Fed. It's at 4.28 on the 10-year, and Bitcoin up 3,000 today. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. And, man, I'll tell you what, there is so much going on here in the market right now, in the world right now, in America right now, in baseball right now.
Padres? Yeah, I was going to say.
I watched a 15-11 thriller. Well, the Padres are now tied for first. We won't be saying that for very long, over in Korea, Seoul, Korea. So I've been up. I'm on Korea time right now. But yesterday, can you believe it, all three indexes broke out and closed at an all-time high. I didn't really think the Fed was that dovish. They just kind of said, well, yeah, we're still looking at three rate cuts this year. And they actually lowered their rate cuts for next year. But it was music to the market's ears, obviously, and we now have all-time highs tacking on to those today. The market needs a rest, but it's having a little bit of March Madness of its own. The forward P.E. of the S&P goes to 21.52. You know, it got to 23 there back in the giddy year of the COVID year, or the beginning of 2021.
Yeah,
it got to 23.
Yeah,
with zero interest rates. And to have it at 21.5 with interest rates where they are today, 4.3, somewhere in there, you would think that the market needs a rest. But, you know, like I say, when you have that E, that extra E in the PE, which is euphoria, that's very difficult to pick the top. And when the euphoria will end, it will take some kind of bad news somewhere. And right now it seems to be that AI pushing things. Micron is pushing things today. Micron had a big report. You had a big IPO yesterday that we'll talk about in AI. And you've got the Reddit IPO coming today. So there's a lot to add to the euphoria right now. But at the same time, we have to remember that we're at a very lofty level from a valuation point of view, given today's interest rate environment. Chipotle broke 3,000 yesterday as it gains for the seventh straight session. Burrito madness, and they're going to split, what is it, 50-1? That was exciting to see yesterday. I didn't listen to Powell. I just saw the headlines, and I saw the market reaction. So obviously the Fed leaned in a dovish direction yesterday.
Yeah, and it was almost leaned in that direction basically by saying nothing. You know, what it was is they really, you know, he really just wasn't hawkish, right, versus actually being, you know, dovish, really. It was, the, you know, he didn't give the, you know, sometimes he'll give kind of the market a little bit of a tongue lashing. And, you know, just never.
Yeah, I thought he
really,
would.
You know, given that the market's at, you know, at all-time highs, right, you know, that's usually kind of some of his tone in the past in terms of putting a bit of a wet blanket on things. But, you know, he didn't do that. And by default, right, the, and with the dot plot, you know, maintaining three cuts and in 2024, even though they did remove one for 2025. But, you know, almost kind of a stay-the-course speech without a tongue lashing.
And it is an election year, and he does want to keep his job, right? So that all plays into it. And I think it caught the market a little bit by surprise. It was a pleasant surprise because we have had some inflationary reports here recently. You've got oil, energy prices rising. You had a PPI that was hotter than expected. But I think as you look around the world, you continue to see inflation coming down in other areas of the world. Bank of England, they hold their interest rate steady, but they're up at 5.25. They're higher than us. Their inflation was worse than our inflation, even though ours was really, really bad. So anyways, it seems like the federal banks right now, the central banks, are in sync with one another, kind of in harmony and maybe moving at the same time together. No rate cuts there. Initial jobless claims dipped by 2,000. Okay, so that's hawkish. The jobs market remains robust and strong and tight. It's still a tight labor market. That's inflationary, but that had no impact on his decision yesterday. There was a hot IPO yesterday that flew under the radar with everything going on at the Fed yesterday. It was Astera Labs. ALAB designs semiconductor-based connectivity solutions, potential of cloud and AI infrastructure. So there's the magic words. You say AI and AI infrastructure, and boom, up goes the stock. It's up another 17% today. They haven't made money yet. They have sales of about $120 million a year right now. They're based in the Silicon Valley. I'm not quite sure where they where they're at in the AI, but their description of the company is they design semiconductor-based connectivity solutions to unleash the potential of the cloud and AI infrastructure. So they're in the chip business. And the stock's in the chips, the people that got in on the IPO. And then later today, I don't think it's gone public yet. No, it hasn't started trading, but Reddit, a company that's never made any money, but a very popular meme, I guess you'd call it a meme stock, out of the Bay Area. It was the Reddit crowd that crushed the short sellers on GameStop.
Yeah, interesting that they have their own IPO, right? Because now, you know, I think some of the first ones to get in were, you know, also could be users. So it'll be interesting to see if they pump and dump their own stock.
Yeah, they did. They gave their users some shares. I don't know. I would say that they'll probably try to get a big gain out of this over the next. I doubt that they'll pump and dump, but we'll see. Will Reddit become the next meme stock? And that's, of course, it involves a lot of the users. It's supposed to come at $34 a share. It's probably going to come up way higher than that. Reddit has never turned a profit in its nearly two-decade existence. But who's counting, Barry? You know, earnings. What are earnings? They're not that important. But it's touting some big plans ahead of the IPO. They believe there's an emerging opportunity in data licensing. License the data, which recently inked an AI agreement, content agreement, with Google. There you go. There's that AI phrase. It's much like the dot-com phase that we had back in the year 2000. So we'll see if they can ever turn a profit. I think they have to. We'll have to make it through subscriptions and ad revenue, and licensing data, which I haven't seen that one done before. Okay, now when we come back, you've got Piper Sandler weighing in on the overall market. Is it a little overheated? Is it a lot overheated? Are we entering into bubble territory? Should we be cautious here? This is the Best Stocks Now show. We'll be right back. Second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, now that the baseball season is underway, we're going on a road trip of our own to Sarasota, Florida, one of the nicest places on earth. We'll be there on April 16th and April 17th. That's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. We're planning on meeting with folks at the Hyatt Regency one last time before it is torn down to make way for a new luxury hotel. Maybe we'll be meeting with folks there someday. We'll do our best to finish up the meetings before the bulldozers arrive. We have about 25 open slots available with Bill and Barry while we are there. These spots will fill up quickly. If you'd like to meet with us in person, give Edie a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, and send us an email to reserve a spot. See you in Sarasota. Okay, well, that will be fun. And I've read that, they're going to build a posh, very luxury hotel there in its place. Probably out of my price range, you know. But we've been to that. I remember the first time we went to the Hyatt Regency. I don't know. We've been on the air down in Sarasota for maybe a year or so. We had the news cover it. The news was out there to cover it. We also had just a packed room. I'm going to guess about 300, 250, something like that at the Hyatt Regency. I taught a workshop on that occasion. This time we're just going to meet with folks one-on-one. And again, if you'd like to set up an appointment with us while we're there, and we'll extend it a third day if I have to. I don't mind spending an extra day in Sarasota, Barry. We'll do that too. So anyways, Edie is the appointment center, the setter. She'll be the one that greets you there.
The master of the calendar.
Yep, there's plenty of free parking there at the hotel, and you can make a reservation to meet with us during those days, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 16th and 17th. Spring break should be about over by then, hopefully. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, or if you go on our website at GundersonCapital.com. I don't have any kind of a sign-up sheet there, but you can. There's a way to contact us through the website, and you can do that. Say, I'd like a call from Edie to pick one of those spots. I mean, the prime spots are available now. They're all prime spots while we're there. Okay, all right, so the Reddit IPO coming later today. Piper Sandler believes the multi-month bull market needs a break. Well, maybe a spring break. Maybe that will be the mantra here pretty soon as we approach spring break. Piper Sandler believes the S&P 500 might be overextended, anticipates that the benchmark average should retrace a bit. a move that would eventually provide investors new buying opportunities at better prices. Well, you know, they don't believe that it will slump into correction territory, which by definition these days is 10%. That'd be a 4,000-point drop at this level on the Dow, which I think is possible, just given the valuation of the Dow and the S&P 500. But Piper Sandler doesn't believe it will slip into correction territory. It believes it'll be a more moderate consolidation, while the index still remains in an overall uptrend. Well, okay, that's a Piper Sandler. They give us some key technical levels. They named a resistance level of 5230, which it's busting through today. So it's kind of hard to set a resistance level on the S&P when it's hitting new highs. There is no resistance yet, but at some point in time, it will start tracing out a top. We are extremely overbought. We're at a very rich multiple, closing in on 22 times forward earnings. And the last time I saw at this level was when we had almost zero interest rates. That's not where they're at now. They're at 4.25. And that was back in 2021, coming out of the COVID year with all of that free cash sloshing around, which helped cause the inflation bubble that we had. Gold touches record high as Fed paints a Goldilocks scenario. You know, the soft landing does look like a possibility here. We'll find out when they... you can say this, Barry. The one thing we can say, the rate hikes. Don't forget, we had 4 75-point rate hikes in a row. Did not put us into a recession.
Right. I mean, in the numbers, I mean, we had jobless claims came out again today to, 210,000. So still, lower than what was expected. And so I think the LEI came out today. It was the first time it's been positive in 2 years.
That's the leading economic indicators,
correct. And, I just thought it was interesting that it's the first time it's been positive in 2 years.
But, it's not a very good leading indicator.
Right. You wouldn't think so. But the Fed continues to kind of thread the needle, right, on both sides.
Exactly. Okay. More news on the obesity drugs. And I've already stated this. I talked to people in the industry about, will Medicare cover these? Did you ever see the day that Medicare, and the answer I got, it would break Medicare to cover the, and that's what we're hearing today. The CBO is saying today that weight loss drug makers Novo Nordisk and Lilly, they were down a little bit yesterday after the Congressional Budget Office said in a presentation that Medicare coverage for a new class of anti-obesity medications would expand the budget deficit. In other words, they couldn't absorb the cost because there's so much demand for these drugs. It does cover them for diabetes. I guess you got to just somehow prove you've got diabetes to get that coverage. But anyways. Right now, the demand remains heavy. Medicare is not going to cover it anytime soon. Okay, Micron. Well, I've been hearing the buzz that, the flash memory, and he said it himself, Jensen Huang. I saw a little bit of his interview with Jim Cramer. Jensen Huang is a smart guy. He is really a brilliant guy. He makes Jim Cramer look silly, but hey, that's just my opinion. But anyways, Jensen Huang is not exactly the promoter, he's just very, very intelligent. And he was talking in his speeches about the flash memory needs in all of this. And of course, Micron is the king of flash memory, them and Samsung for the most part. Micron is up 14.4% today, breaking out to a new all-time high after they report a huge earnings beat in the after hours last night. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
Here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. We need to change the words in that song to call out the regulators, Barry, instead of the instigators, because the regulators are out today in force. Look at this, Apple. You know, this has been coming for a long, long time, and it really is over the app issue. Okay, so a guy like me who's had an app, one of the first people to ever have a financial app in the app store. I mean, I still remember my buddy that I grew up with, and he's a programmer, and I'm a spreadsheet guy, and we had to go out and buy. I've always been a Windows guy, and he has to. He's more of an open source guy. And I had to. We went out and bought an Apple, little Apple computer, about 10 years ago. Bought him an Apple phone. I had one. And we went to work with what we knew about him, the programming side, and me, how I wanted it to look. And we designed, the two of us, never having any experience at all in putting together an app, which was a new thing. And lo and behold, boom, we had an app on the App Store. I waited until there was a subscription model for the app. Because back then, people were selling apps for 99 cents and things like this. I said, no, this is a living, breathing app that's got to be tended to every day. It's got to be a subscription model. We finally got the. But the bottom line is they've been collecting 40% off of me, right? I don't think any people buy the app from their store, Barry.
Right.
In other words,
exactly,
nobody
yeah.
goes to the Apple store. There's 4 million apps and finds our app. They buy it because they hear me talking about it on the radio or in the newsletter, right? And yet they're collecting just to have it in their store, which isn't really, doesn't seem fair.
Basically, it's, yeah, their argument, they've created the ecosystem,
yeah.
right? And then they're essentially, making folks pay to be in that ecosystem.
Yeah, now I don't have a problem with them, you know, taking 10% or 15%, but 40%, this is what this is all about. And Apple is sinking right now. Apple has been a horrible stock this year. It's down 2.6% right now. And finally, you've got the Department of Justice going after them in a big way. Which as a monopoly. Okay, so who's next? Google, Amazon is the one that you would think is even a bigger monopoly than Apple. But there you go. You've got it. It's finally hitting. I mean, this has been talked about for a long time. Okay, and let's see. Is that impacting the Dow and the markets here at all? Which I'm going to check here. Because Apple is not only a member of the Dow, it's a member of the, yes, it definitely, well, a little bit. It's impacting the NASDAQ, which is only up 99 right now, because you've got Apple down right now, 2.5%. Look, Apple's had nothing but trouble lately. You've got Cook going to China for the third time, trying to stoke sales of the iPhone. Which doesn't really have anything new. You've got Apple going to Google to try to get to license their AI because they don't have any themselves. It's just they're not in a good place right now. Elon Musk's Neuralink shows patient using a brain chip to play chess. You know, Barry, I want one of those implants and head on over to the racetrack. Go down to Hialeah or Gulfstream, see if I could pick winners any better out of the racing form.
You could definitely do some odds. You could do some odds faster in your head, I guess. The question is, does it make you a better chess player?
But here's the deal. The guy Nolan Arbaugh, who is a 29-year-old quadriplegic after a diving accident 8 years ago, he was able to move the cursor around the computer using only neural signals. So that's a pretty big deal, okay? It was live streamed.
Telepathy,
yeah, you moving the cursor. So, anyways, what else is Elon Musk? What is Elon Musk not into? Would be a better question. Papa John's CEO takes the Shake Shack. They stole the CEO there. He's going to go from Papa John's to Shake Shack. We've got some earnings coming in. Darden's restaurant. They're complaining about slow sales at Olive Garden. Remember when they had the spaghetti subscription? You could pay so much a month and go in anytime you wanted, you could eat the pasta. Well, Darden's down 5% today. We've got Campbell's Soup is being sued by the DOJ. Boy, the DOJ is going after
Campbell's Soup? Really?
Can you imagine? I mean, Campbell's Soup. Over Nothing's Lake Erie pollution.
Okay.
They're finding noodles washing up on the beach. No, it's slapped with a high-profile lawsuit from the Department of Justice. Well, you know what? You got
Alphabet
an election year.
Up, huh?
And you've got, this is all, popular with a lot of people going after these big companies. But anyways, they're blaming them for... toxic algae bloom coming from their discharge from the Campbell Soup plant. And, this Apple thing, Wedbush, which has always been a cheerleader for Apple, always. I mean, they've never put out a negative note.
Yeah, Dan Ives, right?
Dan Ives. He says that
Apple's made a good living off of it.
Yeah, I mean, Wedbush has been right for the most part. Yeah. But he says they're going to have to change their business model. Because of this, and he's got a $250 price target on Apple. I was going to come back to Micron here for a minute. Apple's at 173 right now. Now, my price target on Apple is nowhere near Ives. It's much lower than that. First, I'm going to give you Apple's price target for me, and then I'm going to give you Micron's price target. Apple, I have a price target. Well, I have 44% upside potential. That is way subpar. Okay, we look for 80% or more. 80% or more. And right now Apple has 45%. We don't own Apple. Apple's down 3%. It has completely been left behind by the rally in the market this year. Now, Micron, on the other hand, I just updated my price target yesterday on Micron. I have 75% upside potential on Micron, which, I could justify that, but I wouldn't buy it today as it's breaking out. But it's definitely one that is within that. If I was to put together an AI ETF, which plenty of people have done by now, Micron definitely would be in there. And lastly, let's see, Li EVs down 8.4% today. They are one of the biggest Chinese EV car makers, and of course there's been a lot of news recently about them building giant plants in Mexico to build their Chinese cars and then import them into America. And this was the subject of former President Trump's comments recently, basically over my dead body. Are they will slap 100% tariff on those cars coming into America? And then he followed that up by saying if he's not elected, there would be a bloodbath. And some people took that to be, would it be a bloodbath in just the automobile industry or in the whole country? And it was a controversial thing and blah, blah, blah. It's an election year. And last but not least, on this opening day of March Madness, look at this little stock, gambling.com. G-A-M-B is up. Well, now it's down. Okay, never mind. It was up big time this morning on a big earnings beat, but it's down now. So anyways, is there enough happening right now to keep you excited and interested in the market? You've got this, it looked like when NVIDIA did their thing, it wasn't enough to impress. So all eyes turned to the Fed on a Wednesday, and it appears that the Fed did enough to excite the markets again, but we're at a very, very rich multiple in the market right now. You have to be careful putting new money right now into names like NVIDIA and AMD, etc. And then you've got the Micron news last night after the close, which kind of ignited the AI fever. And in the meantime, you've got Piper Jaffray saying, you know what, it's time for a break. It's time for a rest here with this March Madness. Okay, when we come back, we're going to look underneath the surface of the market here today and see what's moving it. Welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. Headed to Sarasota, Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 16th and 17th. That's about a month away from now. We have
just after tax day.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm always happy on the 16th after I've written that check and mailed it off. Kissed it goodbye. But anyways, Tuesday, Wednesday, April 16th and 17th, we're going to be at the Hyatt Regency one last time before the bulldozers arrive.
We'll have to find a new stomping ground, right?
Yeah, I imagine that they're going to completely flatten that thing. Not that it's not a nice place, you know, the grotto out there. No, I think they're tearing it down and building a whole new shooting match. They're a big investor.
That's right built on the water, too. It's a nice yep. piece of property.
This company that bought it has built several hotels there. Very nice, beautiful. So I expected something spectacular. They also bought that Embassy Suites. We've been there before, too. I like staying there also. But anyways, we have a limited number of slots available to be with myself and Barry. And you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com to contact us. Say you would like a call from Edie to reserve a spot. Or, call her at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And then after that, it will be off to Minnesota on our road trip of America, and that will probably be about 3 or 4 weeks later after that. We'll head back up to Minneapolis, Bloomington area. So we look forward to that. We don't have a specific date yet. Now, let's take a look at what is driving the market here. I'm not really seeing I think it's not as good underneath the surface as it looks on the surface. If we look at the Dow, well, it doesn't look bad. I'll tell you who the big beneficiary yesterday of the Fed talk were: the financials. That was one of the biggest days in the financials that I've seen in a long, long time. Goldman Sachs is up 3.7% today. The financials are just exploding. And I also saw the industrials doing well yesterday. Home Depot is up 3% today. Those are the two big movers. Intel's up 2.4% today. It's getting $20 billion. I would have given it to someone else myself, but what can I say? Intel is up 2% today. And then on the downside, this news on Apple, which just broke. Apple is down 3%. A monopoly. They don't like their monopolistic practices, especially in the app store. Now, the S&P 500, biggest winner in the S&P 500 is Micron. Micron's up 15% right now, and that's also helping Broadcom. Broadcom is up 8% right now. Western Digital, which is also kind of lumped into all of that, is up 6.6%. Gap Stores up 5.2%. Kohl's is up 4.6%. So you got a little bit of new life in the chip stocks today, but man, they're up 65% since October. You got to step a little carefully there. There could be some landmines out there. Biggest loser in the S&P 500 right now, Accenture. They had poor earnings report, down 6.7%. Darden down 5.5%. Apple down 2.9%. Now, the all-important NASDAQ, which is up about 35% since last October. And, you know, they don't really put out a P.E. ratio on the NASDAQ. I don't know why that is. They do it on the S&P 500. I'm sure I could find it if I really searched. But there's no question that the NASDAQ is at a very, very, very high multiple right now. But the big winners today are right around that Micron news. Micron up 15. I think there was a lot of short interest in Micron, too. They've had choppy earnings over the years.
Certainly, and it's one of those names that's been commoditized over the years.
Yep.
But then, and also just when you look at it, it's a, you know, it's certainly a chunky demand driven history in terms of the times that they've done well.
Yeah, it's a very up and down business. Flash memory is a commodity. It's those little chips that you buy in your cameras and GoPros and things like that. But it's also now getting new life. And maybe it'll be a little bit more consistent because it has been all over the place. The flash memory prices are like predicting oil prices or predicting gold prices. They produce too many, and then you got to wait until the supply is worked off. And then there's a shortage. It just is very, very choppy demand, but maybe with artificial intelligence, there's some new life there for the flash memory stock. So anyways, that's your big winner. I'd call that the stock of the day, MU Micron, which I show 75% upside potential if that demand and growth can kind of steady and become a little bit more reliable than it has been in the past. Okay, well, you know what? There's a lot going on in the market right now. I've got about 700, 800 charts to look at today. I keep notes. I send out a little synopsis at the end of the day of what I viewed and what I'm seeing in the market with boots on the ground in the market every day. We've got a lot of subscribers that follow me on Seeking Alpha, and of course, that's one of the subscriptions we offer is a live trading subscription for people that just insist on doing it themselves and have the time to do it. It's very, very time-consuming. If you'd like to set up an appointment with us about whether you've got a 401k rollover, IRA, getting ready to retire, Roths, joint accounts, trust accounts. We manage every type of account for individuals that would rather turn it over and have someone else do it. You can set up an appointment at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.